Second chances were like zombies, rotting from the inside, reeking of decomposition, and a total waste of time, seeing as how they were going to die again. Nothing made it through death unscathed. Not people, pets, or even cities. Which was why the changes made to my hometown seemed almost impossible to accept. The place had been transformed. Steel mills and auto factories had ruled the horizon when I'd lived there, and everyone you knew drove an American car because a family member or friend had worked for that company. But many of the mills had closed, and the auto industry had laid off workers, instigating the shuttering of the support businesses in a factory town. I hadn't expected people to adjust to that, but they had. Adjusted and profited. A different sort of suburbia had emerged from the ashes. A fact proven by the view as I looked across the overpass at the skyline baking under the summer sun. The flat patch of asphalt leading to the stamping plant where half the town had once worked had morphed into something else, sprouting buildings and looking more like a shopping center than the industrial complex I remembered. A couple of department stores, a home improvement center, a handful of restaurants, and a huge exercise facility dominated the view that was once owned by blue steel walls and a logo you could see for miles. The same logo I'd seen on the majority of cars driving past me as I rolled into Downriver, Michigan. I tapped my fingers on the steering wheel as I waited for the light to turn green, trying to remember the last time I'd looked out over that particular piece of land. Graduation? College? Chicago? 8 years? No, 9. Wait, 10. It had been 10 years since I'd last driven down these roads. Not nearly long enough, to be honest, but enough for the place to come back from certain death after the plant closed. Enough time for the city to rise again, though whether like a phoenix or a zombie, I had yet to determine. The light turned green, and my stomach dropped right along with my foot on the gas pedal as I turned onto the main road through town. There were reasons I'd left, and reasons I'd stayed away. But the reasons to finally come home had outweighed them all. I didn't want to be there, but it was time to cross that border and head inside the battle zone known as my hometown. It was time to come home. After a short drive and a couple of turns, I pulled into the driveway of my grandma's house. Long and low, the brick ranch sat nestled behind a lawn of bright green as it always had. Nothing appeared out of place, though my memories seemed to have faded over the years. Had that flower pot on the porch always been blue, or was it red when I'd lived there? Had the storm door always been tan? I'd thought it was white. And I could have sworn the house numbers had been brass and not the dark bronze decorating the brick. It's a house, not a spot the differences puzzle, I mumbled as I opened the car door. The sudden pressure against my chest made my breath catch, the humidity giving heft to something that should have been weightless. We were too far inland to catch a lake breeze, and the heat of the day practically radiated off the concrete beneath my feet. Or maybe, just maybe, that inability to breathe came from something internal. Being here, looking at this neighborhood where I had spent the majority of my life, made me both nostalgic and completely out of sorts. I could feel the force of eyes on me, could sense the judgment my very presence would incite. The tidy suburban homes with secrets inside the walls and big windows to hide behind closed me in, made me itch to get on the road and head back to the anonymity of the city two states away. But some things were bigger than my personal comfort, and one of them was waiting for me. So I took a deep breath, and I squared my shoulders, and I opened the door to my past.